Hey, welcome back to the Lazy Parenting Podcast. If this is your first time listening in, welcome. I am a parenting mentor. My name is Stephanie, and in a nutshell, I'm a married mom. We've been married for like 22 years almost. This summer is our 22nd wedding anniversary. Holy cow. I've got four kids ranging in age from 12 to 21, and I use my experience from parenting those four kids, as well as the experience I've gained from working with thousands of other people's children through my time as a high school teacher and owning two businesses that deal with kids. And this week, I am talking about how do you get your kids to listen to you the first time you ask them to do something. I was just volunteering in my youngest child's class today, teaching math, and that is always the goal, right? How do we get the kids to listen to you and be engaged with what you are saying and ultimately do the behaviors you are asking of them in that moment? So that's what we are continuing talking about today. Yesterday was about getting them to hear you, because we've all felt that feeling of talking to them and being ignored when we ask them to do something over and over again and we get no response. So today, we're going to move on to step two. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So, going off of what we talked about yesterday, you have moved into the room where your kids are. You've connected with your child by getting close, getting down on their level, and making eye contact. So now what? Well, now you ask them to do what it is you want them to do. Maybe you say something like, "Hey, Fred, dinner is almost ready. I need you to put your toy down, go wash your hands, and come to the table." Today's step is to have them repeat back to you what you asked. It is the only way to ensure that they heard what you asked and understood what is expected of them. There are studies that with adults, 40 to 80% of the information that a doctor tells them in the office is either forgotten completely or misunderstood. And that's for adults. So no wonder our kids forget what we ask them immediately after we ask them. So to minimize this misunderstanding, we can use a talk back method, which involves our kids telling us back what we just asked of them. And what this will do is this will help them remember and decrease the chances that they're going to get distracted on the way to the washroom to wash up. So again, today's tip is after you've connected and made eye contact and you've clearly explained what you want them to do, have them repeat it back to you. Seems simple enough, but how many of us actually do this? This one tip is going to ensure that you both are on the same page. It will make a huge difference in your communication and in the communication that's happening around your home. Tomorrow, we're going to delve into some tips to help if these first two steps don't work and they still aren't doing what you ask of them. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.